This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Protests in Lviv gathered for a fifth consecutive night on Thursday as demonstrators insist on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to negotiate a ceasefire agreement that would secure the safe return of the remaining 101 Hamas hostages. Protesters carried symbolic coffins representing hostages who were recovered from Gaza. The death last weekend of six hostages after nearly 11 months in captivity sparked a wave of protests, with around 500,000 people taking to the streets in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv on Sunday night. Police in Munich, Germany said on Thursday they fatally wounded a suspect who they claim opened fire on officers. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Police in downtown Munich, Germany killed an armed man near the Israeli consulate.
Here comes gegen 9 Uhr.
Munich police spokesman Andreas Franken told reporters the man was sighted handling a long gun and died after an exchange of fire with emergency services. He was later identified as an 18-year-old with Austrian citizenship. There were no additional injuries discovered.
Es liegt nun mal auf der Hand, wenn jemand hier.
At a news conference carried by RTL, Bavarian Interior Minister Joachim Herrmann says the police will investigate, but he did not think it was a coincidence that the man parked within sight of the Israeli consulate, then walked around the consulate with a rifle and started shooting at police near there. Police said there was no indication of other perpetrators or further danger to the public. I'm Jennifer King.
The teen charged with opening fire at a U.S. state of Georgia high school denied threatening to carry out a school shooting when police interviewed him last year about a menacing post on social media. That's according to a sheriff's report obtained on Thursday by the Associated Press. Four people were killed, 9 wounded. This is VOA News. France's president on Thursday appointed a chief Brexit negotiator as France's new prime minister. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
French President Emmanuel Macron hopes that Brexit negotiator and veteran conservative Michel Barnier can work with France's bitterly divided legislature to end political turmoil that has roiled Macron's presidency. Barnier's appointment ends more than 50 days of caretaker government in France, but offers no guarantee of a return to political calm. Barnier faces the tough task of having to work with the acrimonious and deeply split hung parliament that emerged from the surprise legislative elections that Macron called early in June. I'm Karen Chamas.
Authorities in Congo said on Thursday the first batch of the Mpox vaccine has arrived in Congo's capital 3 weeks after the World Health Organization declared Mpox outbreaks in 12 African countries a global emergency. The 100,000 doses of the vaccine manufactured by the Danish company Bavarian Nordic have been donated by the European Union through the bloc's Agency for Health Emergencies. Another 100,000 are expected to be delivered on Saturday, the Congolese authorities said. Botswana police clashed with protesters outside the National Assembly on Wednesday as members of parliament voted on a bill that would have given the president sweeping powers to appoint civil servants holding key positions. From Abrone, Mukondisi Dube reports.
Opposition members of parliament boycotted the voting, while protesters waving placards protested the bill outside the National Assembly. Parliament opposition party leader Ditapelo Gerabetsi says their concern is that the bill, if it had been approved, would have given too much power to the president.
To have these huge powers, that bill died today.
Minister for State President Kabo Murayeng blames the opposition and civil society organizations for misleading the nation on a progressive bill. He says the rejected bill contains clauses which would have improved the lives of citizens. Mkondisi Dube, VOA News, Habaroni, Botswana.
The United States government announced on Thursday it has secured the release of 135 Nicaraguan political prisoners who have arrived in Guatemala. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said in a statement they were released on humanitarian grounds. Among the Nicaraguans were 13 members of a Texas-based religious charity, Catholic lay people, students, and others. Guatemala President Bernardo Arevalo agreed to host the Nicaraguans while they apply for entry to the U.S. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.